Well, here's your chance to win a trip to see Lionel Richie and Earth, Wind & Fire in the city of your choice. We've got your flights, your hotel, concert tickets, premium VIP lounge access, everything. We got it all for you. It's your chance to sing along all night long with Lionel Richie and Earth, Wind & Fire. The prize is provided by Live Nation. Text this hour's national keyword, REASONS, to 95819. That's REASONS, REASONS, to 95819. We'll text you back to confirm your entry. Data and messaging rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Play four times each weekday for four chances to win. Official rules and more information at WJR.com.
Show, and we're back with Jen Flood, someone who would love a getaway, I'm sure, after the intense negotiations as state budget director. She is responsible both for creating that state budget every year for the governor and then helping it steer across the finish line. Jen, thanks for being here. We know you're in the thick of things.
Thanks so much for having me.
So we were just on with House Appropriations Chair Ann Boland a bit earlier, who's on the other side of the negotiating table from you on this budget. From your seat, how is the process shaping up this year, and how do you build working relationship with someone like Ann?
Yeah, Chair Boland and I have worked together closely in our current capacities and before that, her entire time in the state legislature. So I deeply respect Chair Boland and the energy that she brings to the work. And I'll say throughout my time working for Governor Whitmer, it's clear to me that at the same day, lawmakers, policymakers, usually we care about the same things. Whether you have a Democrat or Republican behind your name, we all care about making sure that our kids have access to high-quality education, that we have an economy that's strong and that we're competing for jobs. Our roads are smooth and safe, and our communities are thriving. So we've worked together. We're working on the governor's eighth budget. All seven of the previous budgets have been bipartisan, and I know that we'll get another one done soon in the weeks ahead.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to it. Let's move. You talked schools a bit. You know, Michigan ranks 44th in the country in fourth grade reading. You know, we've fallen in the rankings and overall K-12 performance over the last number of decades. It's a number or numbers that should stop us in our tracks. You know, we've heard a lot about this Mississippi miracle, what's been happening in other states to really, you know, implement the science of reading, early literacy coaching. How can this budget start helping us turn those outcomes around in Michigan?
I'll say this. The governor believes every child deserves a strong foundation, and strong literacy skills are one of the clearest predictors of long-term success in school, in the workforce, and in life beyond. The governor's budget focuses on helping students read proficiently by the end of third grade and stay on track from there. To accomplish that, on top of increasing our per pupil funding for the classroom, our budget also continues expanding Michigan's literacy coaching network. It provides districts the opportunity to adopt high-quality research-backed literacy curriculum that's aligned with the science of reading, so classroom materials reflect proven strategies. This is something we've been focused on over the last 7 years. We're able to work with the legislature to pass bipartisan bills related to the science of reading, and there's been some important momentum growing around evidence-based solutions to the reading crisis here in Michigan, and we appreciate the partnership with Business Leaders for Michigan on getting it done.
Madam Budget Director, besides education, what do you see as the top priorities in the budget for you and the governor?
This year and last year, we're talking a lot about healthcare. Last July, President Trump signed into law the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, and that bill made huge changes to Medicaid, which is a program that provides access to healthcare for nearly one in four Michiganders. So, at the same time that healthcare costs are rising for families, small businesses, and the state, the federal government sort of pulled the rug out from underneath us on this longstanding program that's a lifeline, including for our rural communities where hospitals are supported by Medicaid and are often one of the biggest employers. So in addition to education and making sure all kids receive a quality education and the skills they need to learn to read, we are going to be focused on Medicaid and making sure that the program is sustainable long into the future.
Jen, you know, this is the last budget negotiation you're going to lead for the Whitmer administration. And I'm sure, you know, you never want to quite get to the end and look back before it's done. But years from now, maybe when you're talking to your kids and you're saying, you know, gosh, I was proud I got that done. I'm proud that this has changed some of the trajectory of Michigan or protected folks. What are you going to tell them about? What are you going to point out?
Well, I've got a 2- and a 4-year-old at home, so I'm thinking about kids in our future every single day. And last fall, when we had a drawn-out long negotiation that produced a Rhodes deal and record education funding, my husband told my kids that Mama was working on a really big project that was going to help kids in our state. And that's why I was missing a lot of dinners and wasn't home on the weekends. And my 4-year-old told him, well, it doesn't help me.
Look, boy, those kids will tell you the truth, man.
So that's humbling. But one day I hope that he does come around to appreciate all the investments that we've made in kids. When you think about it, we've expanded universal, high-quality, free pre-K to every 4-year-old in the state. We're seeing record enrollment. Once kids step into kindergarten, we've got historic investment in our kids, including making sure that students that need additional support get those dollars into the classroom so that we can get them what they need to learn. We've got free school meals, which saves parents about $1,000 a year and precious time in the morning from packing lunches. After graduation, every high school Michigander has access to a free community college degree. We've got the Reconnect program, which is helping adults skill up with a new certificate or associate's degree. And you can save over the course of a 4-year degree, $27,000 towards college. So when you add all of that up, it's about $50,000 per kid. And we know in this time of rising costs, doing what we can at the state level to make life more affordable is really important. And so I know that those investments in our kids are going to pay dividends in the long term.
And, you know, as we wrap up the interview, Madam Budget Director, one of the biggest long-term concerns we hear from business leaders is talent and keeping young people in Michigan. How much can state budgeting actually influence that issue?
I know a lot of times people think about budgets as spreadsheets, but really they're a statement of values and priorities. And when the governor came in, she set a goal of making sure that 60% of Michiganders had a credential, associate's, or bachelor's degree by the year 2030, because we know that access to that training increases wages and it helps small businesses fill the critical roles that they need on the ground to make sure that we are competing and successful. So through the state budget, we've created and funded the Reconnect program, as well as wraparound supports to help first-time college students be successful. As a first-generation college student, I know that access to a bachelor's degree can have an incredible impact and really change your lifelong trajectory in terms of earnings and opportunity. So through the budget, we've created some of those programs to help upskill our state's workforce and help employers fill those critical roles. And we'll get another one done this year that continues those great programs.
We're looking forward to it. Jen Flood, State Budget Director, appreciate you coming on this morning on JR Morning. Thank you so much. Have a great week.
Thanks for having me.
Coming up, we'll be hearing, Jeff, from Tony Michaels, That's President right. and CEO of the Parade Company. The fireworks coming up next Monday. So That's we'll right. talk about the, you know, preparations for that and more.
We're just talking to people who are so busy.
Right.
Budget, fireworks, everything else.
But they take a little time to be That's here right. on JR Morning. That's next.